Good evening. I will now call the June 5th, 2023 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Not at this time.
Could we go ahead, Ms. Williamson? I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with that said, vote of 4-0, we'll move case 12834 to the end this evening. Approval of minutes for April 3rd, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes for April 3rd, 2023.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. A vote of 4-0. The minutes for April 3rd, 2023 have been approved. Findings of fact for April 3rd, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve the findings of fact for April 3rd, 2023.
Second.
Mr. Hastings? Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So vote of 4-0, the findings of fact for April 3rd, 2023 have been approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people in these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board's deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for his variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. After persons have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call for any other persons interested who wish to speak. Those individuals will then will be sworn in and allowed to testify. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon our table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. For those participating via telephone, when you're on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions, music, and conversation with other individuals. I also note that at the podium, we have new technology. When you're up there, you'll need to press the button. The light will turn on, so that means that you're mic is hot and you are allowed to speak. Thank you.
First case.